Hello, welcome to Los Introverts. I am Jordy.
I am Horace Morris.
The podcast where two quiet people try to socialize.
Yep.
Bro, don't you hate when you record a whole episode and the sound guy...
You know what I hate? When I drive here an hour 20, having a busy-ass day, and we're going to knock this out of the park. And I'm not blaming anybody, but like when stuff is not going our way, I hate that shit, bro.
But I mean, the sound guy has...
I'm not...
One main job.
Bro, I'm not getting into nothing.
One main job, you know?
I'm not getting into nothing.
All he has to do is press... Hit it. Hit me with this. Record.
I'm not even looking anywhere either. Hey, stuff happens, bro. We can't control stuff. Hey,
you know what I like? He said that I've been doing it for the past episodes, which is right.
Mm-hmm.
Because he hasn't done it.
Fair enough.
So, Andy, you're right. I'll give you that.
But we could also, caught it.
He did
so
catch it.
So, if he didn't, catch it, it could have been, 40-something minutes. Yeah. Hey, all right, guys, we're done. So...
He did
Andy,
catch it.
Andy, for sure. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
You're a real one for that one.
You're a real one, bro. You came through clutch right there, bro.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
This episode could have been lost.
Yeah.
And gone.
This is the lost episode.
Another lost episode.
Yep, another one. There's been two in the... There's been two... The first one, that one's never getting...
Was when we first came out here.
Nah. The first one.
Oh, the very first one, yeah.
We don't even mention that. But that one, then we came here, the first one here. We don't even mention that one either.
We don't mention that one either because...
Damn, bro. Maybe once we not even when we make it big because that's even worse. So,
yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Then the sound guy's going to be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
After he just got cashed out too, you know?
How are you doing, Andy? How's life treating you?
Life's kind of rough right now. I'm glad I caught that little oversight earlier. Sorry, hey. Guys. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's all good, Andy.
For what?
I feel bad.
Nah, bro.
Horace drove here.
It was a chill-ass drive, bro.
I know how difficult that drive could be at times. At least it is for me. But, life's fucking, fuck. That's why I was checking the time, because I wanted to see, if we had reached that 30-minute mark for us to curse. That's why I was like, wait a minute.
You're cussing now, bro.
Yeah. I was like, wait, the time's not there. But, that drive's tough. I'm drinking, so I apologize if my words are a little slurred.
It's been
a long couple fucking
consume
weeks.
Something, so... It was supposed to hit towards the end so that once we were done, we were just kind of chill.
Jordy had a hamburger, so.
I'm sober.
Yeah.
I've just had water. But I'm glad you guys are having fun without me.
You had a whole drink. What happened to it?
It was water.
So what have y'all been seeing in the news lately?
I've been drinking a lot, bro. That's what I've been doing.
I've been doing a lot of psychedelics.
Like those, bro? Those. I've been getting so much hype and they were like, bro, get these. Hey, do you guys have the Happy Dad's seltzers? Nah, man, sold out. Nah, bro, sold out.
They taste bad.
That flavor does, but they got a cherry flavor that's
Oh, yeah?
Delicious. But that shit tastes pretty nasty.
Kind of I had the cherry flavor yesterday for the first time of the Mike's Hard Lemonade. That thing's good.
Yeah, those are delicious.
I was like, damn, I've been sleeping on that one.
Cause you're so picky on alcoholic drinks, bro.
Yeah, cause I don't drink at all.
I just want you to have a nice beer with me, pero no quieres, güey.
Beer's too masculine for me.
Okay, I think for me, I'm so depressed and sad that beer may.
Shout out nice. To Good the luck. Introverts.
Let's go, Ethan. Do you know their gender of their new baby?
I haven't seen the new episode.
Me either, bro. I haven't seen shit of them. They're I'm not gonna talk shit because they give us a shout out. So nah, they're cool. They're chill.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Next Thursday, you should get like fucking drunk as fuck too.
Next Thursday?
Yeah.
What's happening next Thursday?
You know what's happening next Thursday, bro. Is it next Thursday?
I don't know.
Yeah. Next Thursday.
Let me check.
It's next Thursday, Jordy.
It's next Thursday, bro.
Damn, it is next Thursday.
Put your phone down.
Damn. I'm probably going to do the trio I've been doing.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the double.
The double?
But like a super double. Like a double double.
What's your double?
My double? It's, how do I say it? It is those, but not a pussy drink. Those.
Okay.
And, and then your other three, but not the burger. And not the pussy drink.
Okay, so.
Yeah. But not yours either. The one that's like more frowned upon. The one that you tried for the first time. Yeah. Those two. It's a good ass combo. Cause you're like here and it's like it can get higher than here. And you're like, oh, it can, but it just goes like that.
Oh, it flatlines.
You know what I mean? Not like here, and it's like, oh, let me go here and try Molly or some shit. Like, I'm not that stupid. I'm here. I'm at a good level. So Andy's like looking at me like.
Well, what's happening?
I don't know.
Andy. It's okay, bro. Like,
Andy.
The footage is lost. Who cares? It is what it is.
Andy's feeling good, bro.
I don't think so. I think Andy's feeling disappointed.
Andy's breakdancing right now, bro. Andy, stop dancing, bro.
Andy, what's up?
No, it's because y'all are talking about like something in your like secret language right now, and I'm wondering like how the viewers are gonna interpret it.
We can say
I'll be straight up.
Yeah.
My trio is mushrooms, weed. And drinks.
Yes.
And two drinks.
And mine is drinks, but like a lot of drinks and smoking. So that's why I was saying when you're drunk, you feel like here, you can go more up, but it's like doing like shrooms or Molly. I don't want to go more up, so I'm going to just go like that.
Mm.
So that's when I smoke. So I'm like, yeah. And I smoke and I'm like, oof. All right, Leon, let's go, bro. Hey, wait, Akira, wait. That's like that.
We got to show up hella early, though.
Do we, though?
Dude, I'm trying to be there.
Last time, we were hella close.
Wait.
We were next to some fucking thick ass, like 50-year-olds, bro.
No, bro, I'm trying to be at the front. I'm trying to be like on the railing.
Oh, okay, watch. Because last time, you lagged it on me, bro. Remember?
I didn't lag.
Andy, who lagged on it? Ooh, that was not that was close.
I'm not... If I wasn't where I'm...
It went in my mouth.
That could have gone straight through his head.
But, das! Who's giving y'all a ride there?
You are.
Oh, hey!
When Andy, did I... Andy, this is the first I've heard
Andy,
of it.
Andy, you a real one.
Andy, you Andy, a real guy right now, like, bro. Dude, giving us a ride to the concert? God
I'll fucking
damn,
suck
bro.
It right Hell here in this yeah. podcast right now, bro.
Then I'd be doing a face reveal. I'm not trying to do that.
It doesn't have to be a face reveal,
just,
bro.
Like, okay,
just
down,
a dick
dog.
Reveal.
Just like waist down.
That, just that like pop head
it.
Reveal.
Yeah. Just like pop it out here. Just like.
And be like, oh, that's Andy.
Oh, there he is. My dick does the history quickly.
The little
I
thing like,
see oh. that. Like in Bruno. Bruno.
When it goes like this and then that. Just points for it. Yeah.
We'll see. Like, you're much better at making plans for the future when it comes to that, but but when it comes to telling me when the podcast is being filmed,
damn.
Zero
Andy,
information.
Andy, that was yes.
Zero information.
Yeah. Wait, but
I have no response to that.
Didn't you tell him that same day too, for the
no,
ride?
I didn't.
No,
I didn't. I told them weeks prior. Bro,
yes. You were like lost too. You're like, wait, where? Them. And then you were so on. You were like,
hey. Oh my God. I told him. He's like, oh, I got you. I'm all driving. Like, where do I go? And he's just like, he's feeling good. Yeah, he was feeling hella good. Give a fuck.
And like, then you were like, wait, turn here? But we already passed the fucking.
Exactly. Because he's just, he was in his zone. We fucking saw Barack Obama Boulevard or whatever. Yeah, we did. And he was Boulevard. Like, what?
Oh, that's right. When we turned left, huh? Onto the.
He kept trying to touch me because, like, you know, he's feeling good. He was just like.
You're very touchy.
He was just like, I need to touch something. I need to touch.
Let's go, bro.
And I did touch.
He did. And I was like, don't touch me or I will turn us around. He's like,
I don't care. Say less. Turn it around. Where are we going?
Is it at the.
We could go anywhere.
In the same spot that we saw Caifanes? Is it there?
I think so.
Is it?
I hope so. I don't think so, though.
That venue was like low-key whack, bro. I'm not even going to front.
You think?
Yeah.
I thought it was all right. I've been there before.
It was okay at its best.
I prefer the artsy ones that have like little chandelier and like stuff on the walls.
I prefer the ones that are like fucking grimy. Like, yeah, bro, like, fucking sweat on me, fucking, you know, threw me a little punch and shit, no? Like, the one in the sack, like, that one's more like this,
Ace
you know?
Of Spades.
Yeah.
That one goes hard. Like, I wouldn't say it's grimy, though. It is pretty small, but it's more intimate. I'd say more intimate.
I saw Earl there with Vince.
Earl Sweatshirt? Yeah. And Vince?
Yeah.
They were there? Yeah, that's kind of sad.
No, but this was, like, bad. Because I went when I was fresh out of high school.
Oh, okay, okay.
Super that grimy, bro. Hella grimy.
I saw Mon there.
Who?
Mon Lafaret. Mm. It was the perfect venue for, like, because she was performing here in San Jose, but she was performing at the SAP Center, I think, or somewhere. It was the big venue.
That shit's huge. Yeah. So, and I was like, sell that shit up.
I was like, I'm trying to actually see you, miles away, you know? So the Ace of Spades was nice.
Ace of Spades, is that small? Is that just all standing?
Yeah.
There's a standing and there's like a tiny. Where you can sit down, yeah. Like
it's like over here. It's the venue. It's like maybe two of these garage or four of these garages.
Yeah.
Oh, then I didn't go there because I did see a show in SAC, but I don't believe it was Ace of Spades.
You probably went to the Golden One.
Golden. It was small though. It was super small. Oh,
then never mind.
They have a lot of tiny little venues.
Maybe it was. I saw a Currency, with Harmon back in the day.
Currency.
Damn, Jet Life. Let's go. Shout out Harmon, bro.
Jet Life to the next life.
Haven't seen that fool in a minute. Probably out making billions and shit.
For real.
But I saw
Wolf on Wall Street.
I saw Joe Rogan in a sack. Bro, that fool's hella short.
He is. You thought he was tall?
Because I had seats, like, I was sitting here, and I kid you not, he was like to your sofa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bro. They were like pricey, but I was like, fuck
it. How much?
Like two something.
Oh, that's not that bad.
But I was hella drunk too.
That's not that bad.
I was like, Joe, talk to me. And fuck, bro, he was hella short.
Interview me, Joe. Ever. Yeah. Interview
He's
me.
Like, all right, guy, right now.
Like, all right, guy, you ever done DMT?
That's not how Joe sounds at all.
Say it.
Try it again.
Andy, please, bro. Say it, please.
Sorry, I've never watched a Joe Rogan. I've never seen a Joe Rogan.
We almost had him.
I just know he asks about...
What was that voice?
I just know he asks about DMT a lot.
He swears by it. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's what exactly? I don't know what that is.
We have the book right there.
Yeah, it's right there. The Spirit Molecule.
And you smoke it?
Yeah, you smoke it.
Oh, all for us?
Yeah.
Like I thought it was like an injection into the molecule.
No, you smoke it.
I didn't think that.
I don't know, man. I thought like that's a shit on microphone.
Hey, guy, ready the hell? Ching, and then you fucking go to his face.
And
what?
I think it's like hard drugs.
Nah.
It's not hard drugs.
I don't.
So you smoke it and the actual thing is like what? Is it like a fucking crystal or what? The actual thing that.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
But I know that it's a specific pipe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it has to get like really hot or something like
that.
I haven't done that one. I'm going to though.
You should do it with Andy.
Nah, Andy couldn't even handle shrooms, man.
Couldn't handle?
Oh.
What does that even mean?
Is that one?
Wait, what does
that
mean?
Whoa, let's revisit it. We were driving skirt.
My man's was crawling to his room.
When we do
with my sprained ankle.
Oh
no!
Sprained ankle.
I didn't know homie had a sprained ankle.
I guess
we should talk about that. We should talk about that, Andy. So Andy moves to UC Santa Cruz. Oh wait,
we're not talking about that story.
No, come on,
Andy.
No,
please.
When you sprained your ankle.
Andy. We're not talking about that story.
So basically, you want to use my mic?
He cut me. Yeah,
we're not talking about that story.
Basically,
so let's move on to the
Andy,
next topic.
That's such a good story.
Let's save it.
For what?
For history cookie win.
We've saved like five different things.
Nah, we saved this.
Yeah. Let's go through the other five things.
We don't have nothing else to talk about. We got nothing for this episode. We're going to keep it 100.
So in the news, what did you have on your computer?
We talked about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the lost tape.
No, we talked about it here.
Yeah, like we didn't really know. We hope she rests in peace. Like for real.
Peace and love. So we're just not talking about it.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
But so
okay, so this, he moved.
I give Andy the grand tour.
Oh, okay.
Of UC Santa Cruz. Oh, on bikes.
I don't want to hear this
story.
Oh,
nice, nice.
Because I already know. Hey, don't ride this hill at night. Hey.
Yeah, no. But I did tell him that. So I take him down this path, right? And it's kind of sketchy. Like I'm comfortable with it because I bike a lot, and I biked a lot like during the daytime that trail to know the like because it has a lot of twists and turns. It's kind of like 17. Imagine 17, but for bikes.
Oh, that sounds tight.
And there's hella deers and like raccoons that kind of cross your way at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I take him down this trail, right? And I tell him, whatever you do, don't go down this trail at night. When I was giving him the tour of Santa Cruz, I took him down like West Cliff Drive and all that stuff. And I took him the long way. Andy, your phone's creating static. And so I make him do a turn, right?
Uh-huh.
I make him do a turn, a left-hand turn.
Okay.
My man falls during that left turn.
Hmm.
Like he falls trying to turn.
He took it too hard or what?
I don't know.
Like
I don't know, but he falls. And that's when I knew. I was like, okay, I need to tell this guy. Remember that little thing we went down to get out of UC Santa Cruz? Don't go there at night, right? So, like, we continue, we chill, man. Like, we're having a good time.
Yeah.
I take him back to his house. Whatever. Day's done for me.
Night's
right?
done.
I head back. Next I work day, on my stuff.
We move on, bro.
I'm sculpting. And out of nowhere, I get a phone call from Andy. Or no. I get a phone call from Schmidt. Or was it from you?
Schmidt.
It wasn't from you. It was from Schmidt or one of the other roommates.
Jordy?
Yeah. They're like, Andy fell. And I was like, what? What do you mean he fell? They're like, yeah, he fell down, coming down the hill.
Like,
what? What? Wait, and that's when it clicked. I was like, wait, the hill I told him not to go down the same
Andy
day?
Dog.
So this is where it kind of gets funny for me. So I'm like laughing my ass off, bro, because it was literally the exact same day. And I'm rushing. Like, I lived kind of far from them, like maybe like a 10-minute bike ride away from them. So I like instantly get on my bike and I'm rushing there. And I'm like trying to get my phone, right? And I get my phone out with my right hand and I'm like calling one of them. I'm like, yo, bro, like I'm on my fucking way. Make sure this guy does not go to sleep. So as I'm talking on the phone, I have to do a turn because I'm getting out of the driveway. I'm talking on the phone with my right hand. I hit the brake with my left hand and I hit it hella tight. So I fucking eat shit and rip my jeans because I'm laughing so hard.
Oh shit.
I'm like, damn, this is what I get for making fun of Andy. But like,
karma.
It's like, besides the point, it was a soft little fall. You know, I'm like, I'm still going.
You're like, let's go.
So I rushed to Andy. My man's had the most swollen ankle in the world.
How did you? So you did the turn, right? And you fell like this or like
no, that wasn't. It wasn't the turn.
Oh no!
No, that was. Oh, the turn was when he was with me.
Oh, okay.
Like when he fell, this was nighttime when he was by himself coming back down from that place where I told him clearly not to go. Mm-hmm. And Andy, would you like to take over explaining how you fell?
He makes it sound like he told me in like bold, like, don't go
here at night.
He makes it sound like the way he said it, it was like a sign and that I just fucking stomped on it to go. When, he's bro, just kind of like, no, he like, no, non, no, like I totally forgotten because he like nonchalantly was like, oh yeah, I wouldn't recommend
I had multiple people tell him.
Anyways, let's go.
I had multiple people tell him. Okay. Nah, Andy, I had multiple people tell you, don't go down that hill. I had Schmidt. I think I had somebody from UC Santa Cruz as well tell you, like, don't go down this hill.
Horace, you know how, like, some like you'll do something and it's like, oh, shit, I fucked up. Yeah. And someone will be like, I told you not to do it. And it's like, when did you say that?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I said it under my breath. Or, oh, I said it. Okay. I said it, like, nah, bro, but we talked about something else. It's not like he was like, don't go. And, like, he texts me, hey, don't go. Kiss. Just to remember. Reminder, don't go down this hill. It's like,
kiss.
I had gone down it during the day. Uh-huh. And like, you know, I just finished class. I was like eager to get home.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, it's the fastest way. I'd done it during the day. Fuck like, it.
Why not? You know?
And when I was going down it, the lights that Jordy recommended.
No, I did not recommend those lights. I did it.
That's the scripture.
That Jordy recommended. Yeah.
I told him to get some expensive ones. The and he was like, away. Those are too expensive, bro. So he got like some cheap little $12 ones.
So the alternate lights that he recommended.
Because he didn't want to spend money on the expensive ones.
So the alternative lights that he recommended.
So wait. The ones that you bought were $12 and then yours were...
Mine were $80.
They weren't $12, but either way.
$80 is cool.
The alternative lights that he... I'd already spent like $300 on the bike.
Oh, then never mind.
So that's why I was like, okay. Anyways, the alternative bikes that he recommended, I couldn't see fucking 2 inches in front of me.
Mm. That was not my fault though.
And I'm going down this path, curvy and shit. And I'm going and I'm like, oh shit, I'm going too fast because it's downhill.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know what? In my head, I'm thinking, you know, fucking with like 3 seconds, I'm going to pull off to the side because that's what Jordy showed me earlier in the day.
Because
what can go wrong?
Dude, keep in mind that during the daytime, he was struggling going down this hill. Daytime.
Mm.
He was struggling hard.
I hadn't ridden a bike in years.
Because it's not like a, like, oh, it's just a little like slope going down. It doesn't look like it's hella downhill. Like this. But it's hella downhill. Like, you pick up some speed on your bike going down that thing. And they'll let you take over.
Anyways, going down quick. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pull off to the side. And I'm just going to, like, you know, walk my bike down. What can go wrong?
Right. Not much, you know?
Famous last words.
What can go wrong?
So I'm, like, you know, going. I'm, like, braking slightly. And I'm like, okay. You know what? If I just get off the path, obviously it'll slow me down because this is a gravel bike. This is a bike that Jordy recommended me. should be able to handle off-road. Should be able. I don't know much about bikes. Jordy's the expert. He told me all this expert stuff.
I told you very gentle off-roading.
So I get off the thing and I'm braking. It's gravel.
But you're not supposed to brake going downhill, bro.
Oh, you're not?
Like, you can brake slightly.
But not like
But you can't, like, I'm a stop. But Andy.
Oh, because then the shit would just, like, slide, right? Oh, okay.
But instead of going downhill, I'm going at, like, that, you know?
Oh, okay.
So it's not, like, downhill. It's
Andy
the side. The mic.
Oh, okay.
Either way, I'm going off to the side, and I'm like, okay, now I can brake safely. Then I can walk downhill, get home. Jose Jordy's lunch, probably got dinner shower, waiting for me.
Yeah. Nice night. Yeah.
So I go off, it happens so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I fall off. Like, I fucking flip. My shoe pops off somehow. And.
But how did you try to stop though?
My head hurts.
How did you try to stop? Oh, you stop with your foot. You try to stop with your foot, huh?
Stop with his foot.
Doggy, going fast. You could have like fucked every leg, bro. Straight up.
When did I ever say I'm trying to stop with my foot?
Oh, then no.
Because you try to stop with your foot.
Bro, what's the real story here, dog?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's misrepresenting my story.
Okay, how did your leg get hurt then?
What do you mean how did it get hurt?
Okay,
I was falling off the fucking bike going 100 miles per hour.
Probably 20, bro.
20 miles. All right. Either way, more than I humanly can sustain.
Right.
Normally, like at a walking pace. So I fall off. My fucking shoe flips off. I fucking land. I'm in pain. My head hurts. My body hurts. My ankle fucking hurts.
Right.
I'm just shouting and screaming, saying, oh, fuck me. fucking shit. Fuck Jordy for this fucking bike. Fuck this path. Fuck this. Fuck that. I'm just cursing because, you know, they say cursing helps. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, let's stand up now.
Yeah.
Ah, fucking shit. Fucking bitch. Fuck,
baby. Fuck.
Like,
fuck.
I couldn't even get up because I'm just laying there. And it's cold. I'm like looking at the sky. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to lay here.
Yeah.
Just going to die here.
Enjoy your like pain stuff.
Yeah, because I'm just standing there, you know. Like, my legs fucking curved like that. You're lying. Like you know, like this. My fucking, it's all swollen. I didn't even know it was wrong yet. I just knew I was in pain. Luckily, I was wearing a helmet.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
Anyways, I'm standing there, and then like I'm like, where the fuck's my shoe?
Bro, this helmet was how old?
It was pretty old.
You're supposed to switch out your helmets every
4 years.
No, every like 2 years.
Oh shit!
Actually, more less. But he's had that helmet for like 6 years.
Anyways, I'm like, all right, you know what? Let's fucking stand up. I'm like trying to stand up. Everything hurts. I'm cursing. I'm hollering, and I get up.
Yeah,
I'm like on one leg. I'm like gripping the bike. I like find my shoe.
Trooper, bro.
I'm trying to squeeze my foot back into my fucking shoe, swollen as hell.
Saving.
And I'm like, all right, all right.
Let's go. Yes.
I'm all thinking like, okay, I'm gonna put pressure on my leg. I put pressure. I'm screaming because it's swollen. Like, it's freshly fucking sprained.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah. Anyways, I'm trying to get back onto the fucking path because that's the easiest way. Thinking like, okay, you know, I can use my bike. So I'm holding it. I'm on the path. It's a skinny ass bike. It's like skinnier than this bike.
Oh my God.
It's so not that skinny. It just falls over. I fall over. I'm fucking rolling again. And I get up.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to hold the bike. A dude's biking. He stops and he's like, you okay? I'm like, I don't know, man. I fell. He's like, oh, can you try to like, you know, trying to get me to sit on the bike
so you can and just roll like down? Go. Yeah.
But like the bike's fucked up. I don't know what's wrong with it. Mm. I'm trying to roll down. It falls again. I'm fucking rolling over.
So you fell three times.
Yeah. And I'm like, he's like, okay, you know, I'll help you. And he's like, can you walk? And I'm like, I can't walk, man.
No, but prior to this guy showing up. So my old roommate, which was now Andy's roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Passed right by him.
Did he know that? He knew. Oh my damn! Whoever that is,
he didn't know.
He knew.
He didn't know. Oh, I didn't know that.
Did he know or no?
He knew. He told me he knew, but he thought Andy was just kind of like enjoying.
Like.
Anyways, I can't walk, so I'm crawling. I'm crawling on this fucking sidewalk, you know, with fucking pebbles all over the place.
It's just gravel, bro. Straight gravel.
I'm just crawling.
It sounds horrible.
Screaming and shouting. At one point, I like, you know, went on my back and just started doing like a slug thing. I was like, all right, this
is funny. Wait, wait. You went on
a visual description, the way Andy has described it. Andy, you can just continue while I do it.
You're gonna do it?
Yeah, because you told me you were like this on the gravel.
I was.
Like, going down?
Going down. Well, this dude, thank God he was there. He was like watching for me, you know, because like, you know, I don't have a light on me, so anyone could have run me over at any point.
Yeah. So
he's standing there, you know, he's like letting people know, so they're passing by me. Someone stops, like, can I help? And I'm like, oh, you got knee pads? Because like my fucking knees. And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, then you can't.
Then leave, bro.
And I leave.
Get the fuck out of here.
So I go and he's like, oh, you know, like I'll go lock up. He locks up my bike. Thank God. And, you know, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm just going to call an Uber. Because like once I hit the base, I can call an Uber. An Uber can come. Like there's a road.
Right.
There's no internet where he fell.
Yeah, there's no internet.
Or signal for that matter. So he couldn't call anybody.
So thankfully I was able to get hold of an Uber. Uber comes. I'm telling the guy like, dude, you fucking like saved my life. Like, all I got is $10. Like, or you got Venmo, man? Like, I'll fucking Like, he was saving my life. I'm like, dude, I'll give you fucking money. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I don't have Venmo. No, I keep the money. You know, I'm just hoping, like, if something like that happens to me, someone will stop for me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, shit. Thanks, man.
So free.
He helped me.
What?
Oh, not the Uber. This is the dude that, like, helped me get down.
I thought it was not the Uber.
It's the dude that helped me get down the path. I was crawling and walking for, like, I was struggling.
The gravel? Dead ass like this big, bro. The rock chunk.
Fucking rock chunk.
My fucking knees. And I'm on my hands, fucking screaming every step of the way.
The fact that you were going down it on your back, bro. So then you were holding. You were holding your bike with what? Your fucking hands? No,
he held on to it for me. Oh, because
you were just going down?
Yeah, because I couldn't hold it. And, like, damn. I couldn't stand at all because, like, you know, it's freshly sprained. Like, I'm all thinking my fucking leg's broken.
Like, that's it.
Yeah. So I get home. I'm, like, hopping upstairs and shit. And then Jordy comes laughing with his ripped pants and his dick hard. I don't know why that was. I'm like, why are you so hard?
You're like, sorry, bro.
He's like, I just get off to you in pain. I'm like, like, bro, what?
What made that night was that other roommate. He was already home. You know, he was chilling. He was showered.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out. And Andy gives the whole spiel. And he goes like, oh, that was you?
Oh, what happened? He told me that he didn't know. I guess apparently he did know.
He knew.
Damn.
He felt bad, though, so he didn't want to tell you that he knew it was you. Because he was trying to get home.
Anyways, thankfully, like, you know, I was on the phone with my girlfriend the whole time I was crawling. So she gave me strength.
That's
and
make that shit a movie, bro.
And when I was, like, home, I told her, like, I'll just sleep it off.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck's wrong. It's purple as hell. It's swollen.
So
we were all telling him, bro, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Take a shot, bro. Take a shot.
And I was like, what the fuck?
I have pictures. I'll show you pictures, but.
Show me the pics, bro.
Thankfully, like, my girlfriend's like, no, you're not fine. Like, I'll go pick you up, you know, take me home so I can go see a doctor.
These guys sound like some fucking
They're assholes. Yeah. They're assholes. Damn. Like. He's like, oh, you crawling to your room. I'm like, yeah, I was on my fucking swim. Okay. I was crawling.
He wanted to crawl into his room, bro. And we're like, nah, bro, come over here. At the time,
I had no crutches. No crutches. None of them had crutches.
No crutches at
all. I had
nothing.
All I could do was crawl or hop on one leg.
So then that led you to do shrooms or what?
No, I'm just saying, like, at that time when we did shrooms, like, you know. And he's like, you crawl to your room. I'm like, of course I crawled.
His leg was bad.
Huh. But yeah, my girlfriend came. It was like fucking 2 a.m. She like drove the whole stretch.
This
wasn't
when it was as bad.
What? She drove from like back home to pick me up.
It wasn't as bad there.
To take me home.
Bro, that shit's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. And they're all laughing at me.
It's like a fucking tennis ball in your ankle.
It sucks. My fucking, my toes were all purple. The next day, I, you know, because she took me home. Like,
your toes were fucking purple.
Oh yeah, I'll show you a picture. But I went home, saw a doctor. They did x-rays and they're like, oh, it's sprained, like, you know, it's not broken.
Yeah,
but you know, in certain cases, broken's better than sprained because I guess broken heals faster. Supposedly. I don't know. But anyways, they give me a boot, they give me crutches. I go on my merry way. So I'm on a boot and crutches for a few weeks,
nothing major.
And then UC Santa Cruz, have you been there?
It's all hikes, bro.
A couple times.
It's all hills.
If you ain't got calves, if you ain't got calves at UC Santa Cruz, then you're a weirdo, bro.
Oh, okay.
That's and so...
It sucked.
Hike intensive.
It sucked.
So you were around with crutches then, right?
I was walking around with crutches and everyone looking at me. You know how like in buses, the front's reserved for people with crutches, yes. Disabilities? No one. No one stood up.
No one.
I'm there standing right in front of them.
Hey, guy, back of the bus.
They don't give a fuck. They're all looking at me and they're like, oh, well, my stop's in 10 stops, you know? Like,
yeah.
10 stops? I'm standing in the fucking bus. Anyways, eventually, like, you know, I always pass a Walgreens. It's now an Ace Hardware. Mm. And I found a cane there. So, you know, took a cane to Camp Flognaw. That was fun. I was in the fucking pit.
Damn.
Bro, the next day, me and another roommate go to pick up his bike, right? Bro, that bike, the wheel was bent. was bent.
Just so, like my foot.
My man's. Yeah. Like, we were like, oh, this guy, his fall was nothing. You know, he's like overreacting. Cause I was telling him, like, bro, Andy, like, he can't handle pain at all. You know, he's like, it's probably just a little small.
Hear this shit?
It was a little small accident, bro. Like, let's just go get his bike. We'll probably like write it down, you know?
Mm. Yeah, he like, said that. We'll write it down.
Yeah, cause we took the bus and we were just gonna like write down. Bro, we get to the bike, the tires are bent.
Both of them?
Both of them.
And that's why it didn't get stolen. Because they're like, oh, it probably gets stolen. They went and they're like, oh, I wonder why it's not stolen. Oh, how the fuck you get a write-off with that?
Damn, bro.
How the fuck you get a write-off with these custom tires? Custom tires, remember?
Yeah. Custom tires. Recommended by who? Dude.
By Jordy.
Come on, dog.
Motherfucker took advantage of my ignorance of bikes. He said gravel bike. I'm like, oh, so this can take gravel. This can take anything. I'm all on it. I'm like, what the fuck? This is hella thin.
That's a gravel bike.
Shut the fuck. How am I supposed to know that? But anyways, yeah, that's the story. I didn't really want to talk about it because now everyone's going to make fun of me and think that I'm incompetent, don't know how to ride bikes.
He hasn't ridden a bike since, and his parents took that bike.
They didn't take it.
They were like, you ain't riding bikes no more.
No, they just have it because like I can't bring it here because one, it's bent. I'm not trying to fucking fix the tires. I don't know how to fix tires.
But like we could go on a bike ride.
I'm not trying to go on a bike ride. In the city. I went on a bike ride with him once.
Yeah.
And the whole time he's ahead of me because he never taught me how to use a bike.
Oh,
because like these are the bikes with gears and I don't fucking understand gears. I'm like, wait, am I supposed
to be gave able him a to... quick rundown.
That one right there?
A similar, like in terms of the gears, you know? And I'm like, okay.
That was a little tougher on the gears.
And I was thinking, like, oh, I don't feel the
gears. It's on the brakes.
I kept thinking, like, oh, I don't feel the pedals. I need to feel the pedals. So I guess I was biking harder than I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
All the while he's in front of me doing like Superman poses on his fucking bike. Not even pedaling.
He was taking his sweet ass time. Like, so I was like,
he was taking his pants off. I could see his ass.
Damn. I'm like, nice.
I'm like, what the fuck? He's doing like dick stands on his bike.
Shit.
It's all floating. I'm like, bruh. He's like, oh, it's only a few minutes. Kept saying that to me. Fucking, it was not a few minutes, like half an hour of biking.
It was more than half an hour.
Yeah.
It was like 3 hours of biking.
Yeah. Ugh. He's like, I'm like, where are we going? I'm going to look it up. No, no, it's don't worry. It's a few minutes. It's just up here. Just up here. We're biking. I'm like, dude, where are we going? No, it's just up here. Just up here. Every time. Like, it was a fucking long ass bike ride. And I'm hell out of shape. Well, I'm more out of shape now than I was then. But still, it's like, you know, he manipulated me.
And you guys went where?
I don't even fucking know. Like, he's like, oh, it's awesome, man. It's awesome. There's a fucking cliff. I go. I'm like, okay.
Was there a cliff?
There was a cliff.
I took him.
Fucking baby cliff, bro. I was like, down.
I took him to UC Santa Cruz. I took him to Wilder Ranch. And from Wilder Ranch, I took him to this one place where they had monarch butterflies. And then I took him down West Cliff Drive.
Never been there.
Took him
Don't go biking. But now don't do it biking.
No.
Walking? And dude, it was everyone I take biking always has some like little bitch ass story of like
bitch ass story.
I'm like, oh,
it was my first time biking in years.
It was his first time biking. Like,
he has no empathy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he does. I told him that's what I've seen. Jose, like, you know, I haven't biked in years. Like, I don't know much about bikes. Oh, let me recommend you this bike. Oh, this is a bike I found. Okay, cool. You know, I'm gonna learn how to bike again. And he's like, okay, hey, let's go on a bike ride. And I'm like, okay. Fucking, I thought it was going to be quick.
Yeah.
I had homework. Yeah. I had fucking homework.
Homework, bro.
I had homework. Anyways, so that's that story. We wasted half the fucking pod talking about that.
It's a good story, though.
I didn't like that story.
It was hilarious. Because
it's a story that makes fun of me.
It's not making fun of you.
And then you guys did shrooms like, what, like a couple days after that? A couple weeks after that? Or what?
I don't remember.
No.
It was a fun night.
It was like a month or two after that. But Andy was still, I feel like he was lying. Because he was liking the whole like band life of getting picked up from like the library to go to this next class. Van life.
Oh, so there's a disability van. Because like I said, but the thing is, in order to qualify for that, they're like, you need to come down here and get like, you know, diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk in with my fucking boot and crutches. Like, hey, like, oh, okay. So we'll put you on it for like a month. And it's like, you know, a month's better than nothing. But after that month, you know, I'm feeling a little better. I'm not wearing the boot. I'm using the cane now. But it's pink, like, walk. You know, like, oh, well, you're not in the boot. So it's okay.
I guess, and bro, while now. All this was happening, I'm sure you know of the Santa Cruz weather during wintertime. It's rainy. Damn, like, bro. Drenched rainy.
Mm-hmm. I had a walk. Well,
he had a crutch.
Yeah. Tough times.
I felt so bad for my mans. Because in a way, I was like, did I cause this?
This is my fault, kind of.
But I was like, no, that's not my fault. Because I told them not to go down this hill.
It is his fault. That's my first quarter at Santa Cruz.
It was his first quarter.
So you were like lost. Like, where are the fucking classes? Like, where's everything at?
Imagine having to walk. Like, you know, if you're just walking normally, it's like, oh, wrong place. Okay, I just got to walk across campus. No big deal. And crutches. Fuck, this is the wrong fucking place.
I gotta go all the way over there.
Bro, I remember I would see him a couple of times waiting on the bus for the bus to come. And I would just like, boom, on my bike, bro.
Hi there.
He would. He'd show his ass and I'm like, oh. But yeah, first quarter, second quarter, you know, that's when the strikes happen, so remote. Third quarter, it's pandemic happened, so remote. I didn't spend a full quarter on fucking didn't campus. Get to
enjoy it.
Damn, bro.
I'm like, sorry. Okay, I came all the way over here. Yeah. I don't know. Now I'm a master's student, so.
Hey, but at least he would get rides from me. Because on those super rainy days, I feel bad for him. And I'd text him. I was like, hey, man, like, you need a ride back home? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I could read it through the text, you know, a little whimper. Like,
yeah. So, I just wrote, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, thank you, man. I was thankful. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm thankful for it. It's not like he fucking did it every day,
yeah.
Which I understand. You know, he's a busy guy, which is why I wouldn't text him. Can you give me a wide? Please, so if he, like, brought it up, like, yeah, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro, of course.
Imagine a, like, a stormy, like, super rainy Santa Cruz day.
Mm-hmm.
You're pulling up with your wipers, like, going hella fast, bro.
Okay, right.
And, like, in the front of you,
mm-hmm.
you see a guy looking down, not even on his phone, just, like, looking down at the floor.
Oh, okay.
With his crutches like this.
Okay. I couldn't be on my phone.
Just, yeah, he couldn't be on his phone. He had to be on his crutches.
Or, like, it's kind of.
I don't know if you've ever used crutches. Not really good with water.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
Very slippery, huh?
So imagine trying to catch yourself with one leg. When these are supposed to be your supports, yeah. It's like.
But bro, I would pull up because it was like where his class would be. It would be like maybe like a couple meters of driving, you know.
Mm.
So I would just see him like holding onto his crutches, looking down, hello, raining.
This guy.
Yeah, he intentionally made me wait.
This guy.
He probably just stared at me laughing in his car. And then, I'm right. Away 5 minutes.
Bro, when he would come to the car,
mm-hmm.
he'd like crutch his way, you know? Because like he had to go through the rain. And like sometimes I'd help him open the door, but other times I just want to see.
Damn, bro. You have no empathy for my boy. And that's your friend right there, bro. That's her.
Not all the times. Only when it was raining a little extra hard, you know?
Extra hard. So, it's Santa Cruz. When it was like, it's already hard.
He would have to like get one crutch and be like.
Backpack, put it inside. And then get another crutch.
I had a backpack. Yeah. So it was heavy. I'm glad I never fell with like, my crutches in front of him because he'd just fucking be laughing about that. He would
like throw it inside and he'd be like, can you put it back?
Here he's laughing. Like, this is why I don't want to talk about this story. Like,
I'm not.
People
laughing
are gonna watch this and just laugh.
I'm laughing at how this guy finds that shit so funny. Like, you're.
It's a little funny, dude. Come on.
I don't know about that, bro.
I hope that never happens to you. I hope that never happens to you.
Yes.
Hope that never happens to any of our viewers. Because that shit was just.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's
Andy.
Tough.
That's what we like to spread, that positivity. Did that teach you something, or is that like,
it how did. Life goes? Not the fucking bike.
Not
and bike. I lost my biking buddy day one.
Damn, day one biking buddy?
Day one. Literally the day one. Like, I ended on the bike.
I just come back from an orientation at a new job. I had two new jobs lined up.
Oh.
And they're like, okay, you start next week. Like, you know, Monday. It's, I think it was a Friday. I had to email them like, hey, you know, My ankle's fucked up. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, just let us know when. I had to take 2 weeks off of a 10-week quarter. Damn. Back at home. Not a good look.
And he's got some stories, bro. That's all I'm gonna say.
But I don't wanna say them because they're embarrassing.
They're not embarrassing. And
Jordy loves to embarrass me.
It's not embarrassing. I got everyone's some gonna be like, stories. Man,
that's fucking funny. I wouldn't have gone. Jordy told you not to be on there, bro. That's your fault. You deserved it. You should kill yourself. Like, you know, people are gonna comment that. People are gonna comment that. How's that from my side? Hey,
for sure.
Bro, yeah. I feel like if Schmidt is on my side, where like we both berated it to him, like, don't go down that shit, man, at night.
Did they? Or did they?
I don't recall Schmidt. I just remember him telling me a story.
No, wait, it wasn't Schmidt. It was Basilaboy. Basilaboy was. We both told you when, like, because we came back home, like, when I dropped you off, and we both told you, like, bro, I told Basilaboy, like, yo, Basilaboy, tell this guy about that little trail getting off the campus. He was like, yeah, man, don't go down that thing.
Nah, Horace, they're mistaking that for after.
Oh, like, nah, bro, yeah, you shouldn't have
done that. It's like, okay, I shouldn't have.
I don't know which side to like take, bro.
Either way, it happened. What the fuck's this? Your argument is, we told you not to. I told you so.
My argument is, we told you don't go down that thing at night.
Jordy said not to do it at night.
But you told him before?
It was before.
Before you took him on the ride around Santa Cruz.
It was during when we were going downhill. I saw that he was hella struggling going down that thing.
Later that day, I went down it at day. And it was like totally smooth. I rode mm-hmm. all the way home. Nice. And I was like, oh, well, you know how like, how do you say? Like, say you beat your personal best, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Put another, like, you know, that's how I felt. So I was like,
shrimp on the bobby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, fucking, you've heard all the time, don't push yourself too hard. Da, 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 da. But like, it's like, you know what? You're in that moment. You're feeling good. Put the extra weight on. You know, that's how I felt.
You know what was going through Andy's head when, like, before the accident happened? Andy was like straight up like,
let's go. I'd say that's pretty accurate, you know? I did feel that way.
What you got? Da, da, da,
da, da. So I thought, like, you know, fuck the negativity. Damn, bro,
you love this shit, bro.
He does. That's why that episode's lost, because I wasn't here. I wasn't here in the beginning. So he couldn't fucking bring up a story like this.
Oh,
there's a reason why that episode's lost.
He got me.
See, this is what's missing. Yeah, he won't fucking... I guarantee you, next episode, he will not remind me that he won't be like, oh, we're filming tonight.
People do want to hear a like re-edited, like a good audio version of the dancing story.
Dancing story?
Yeah.
What do you mean re-edited? Like, was I talking too low?
No, but remember we lost the audio because you like stopped recording?
Oh, yeah. And
when
then
did that happen?
We lost this. So then
we had to stick with the.
So it was like kind of.
So here's the thing.
And you were like happy about it, bro.
Yeah, I was. Uh-huh. I'm not going to retell that story because I'm a little intoxicated. So more details might come out.
Hey, bro. Oh. But watch, we're all a little intoxicated.
No, we'll save it.
Yeah.
We'll
but like, what I mean is like, I don't want to say it. And then it sound different from the first version. And then it's going to be like, you fucking lie.
We are kind of like not ourselves right now.
Yeah.
Like, so we'll save it.
What did happen is, yes,
I would normally not laugh at this.
I threw her.
Accident, you know?
He's like, lying. Andy's accident. Fucking laugh about it.
I am very empathetic.
Where?
He's like backtracking. Like, yeah, I would never laugh about it. Like when it happened, I didn't laugh and fall off my fucking bike.
Bro, when it happened, when I found out about it, I got on my bike.
I was so concerned.
And I hauled ass.
I was so concerned. I fucking biked to him.
I hauled ass to get to him.
Because you wanted to like see if he was okay or because you wanted to laugh at his
I want to make sure
he
was okay.
Came in with the biggest smile. Because he, bro, just as
I can
hella
see that shit too, bro.
Just as he is now, like, hey, he walked in thinking like, yeah, I fucking told him. He's a fucking dumbass. What? Oh, your fucking leg swollen.
Let me poke it.
Yeah, he would poke it. Can I poke it? I'm like, no. Boop. Boop. What am I going to do? Hop away?
She's like, bro, stop.
Then I'm laying in bed, fucking groaning. They hear me in the living room just laughing.
We pulled his ass out. We're like, get your ass out of here, bro.
I'm in pain. And they're all like, yeah, just walk it off. How? How?
And this happened for how long?
Well, like, you know, that was the first day.
Dude, literally the first day,
the bro. First day. Like, first hour of me being home.
First hour, bro.
I come home like, fuck. I just want to go to bed. Ding, fuck it, Jordy's.
Damn.
But, yeah, that dancing story. Yes, I threw her. No, she was not on the ground. And, yes.
No. We'll revisit it. We don't have to talk about it right now.
All
right.
Any other stories? I want to hear more about Horace's life.
That shit was
fun. Yeah, Horace.
Because
my life is a secret to everybody.
It's secret to everybody?
I'm not going to tell shit.
What about me?
What about you?
Yeah. You didn't hear what he said? What
did he say?
He said, and I quote, I love Horace.
Oh, so, I thought you said about your life. I was like, there's things you probably want to keep secret. I don't want to bring any of that up.
Oh. That's a good friend right there.
But I love you too, Jordy. Hell, we live together. He's a fucking hop skipping away from my room.
Hop skipping what? Away.
Hop skipping away.
I've never heard that before.
What do you mean? Now, hop skipping away.
I'm going to use it as like to fucking spit game.
There you go. Hey, girl,
so,
you know, I'm sorry hop, I had to skipping hop skipping away from jeans, bro.
Into your fucking pants or something. Yeah. You know? But oh my God, I've never heard that.
Be like, hey, girl, you know, I want to fuck.
Be like, no, get the fuck out of here.
It's like, all right, cool. I'm a hop skipping away.
Exactly. Where'd you get that from?
That's just like, because
a hop.
The thing is, like,
away?
When you're talking to girls.
Oh, okay. Like, you're going to skip, but like, it's like a bigger, like, fucking. I feel you.
I can show you a hop skip.
Yeah.
Like, you just hop and then you skip. It means like it's a short distance. I'm going to do it right now.
Nah.
Maybe on cam one day.
Damn.
Why not? Like, what was?
You're never going to be on fucking camera, dog.
What is this like?
I wish you would, bro.
Right now.
Yeah, never going to be on camera.
Nah, right now.
History quick, you win. But when you're talking to girls, when you're talking
bro,
to anyone.
That shit, I'm going
to
fucking get it and fucking throw it, bro. I swear.
when you talk to girls or whoever, like even with this
pod. I don't talk to girls.
It's just about. Or guys too.
It's just about like kind of. Creating content, just talking. Like, it doesn't, like, people get so hung up on.
Show me how to spit game. Please.
Exactly. But people get hung up on.
Nah, you oh. Show me, please.
All right. Like,
go for it.
People get hung up
let's,
on.
No, let's go.
What? Well, like, I'm trying to fucking prefix. I'm trying to pre. I'm trying to prefix. So, the pre talk to the talk is like, so this is what people do. This is what you should do. And they're not letting me do it.
That shit was sucks.
I'm like trying to talk. And they're like, oh yeah, go. Okay, I'm going. Okay, go.
This guy's in space, bro.
So what I'm saying is when people get hung up on the what do I say? How do I say it? What's the perfect pickup line? Yeah, and I'm like, dude, it could literally be anything. That's why I'm like, hey girl, you know, wanna fuck? Like, see, like it's so. Like, Jordy, like, he actually kind of contributed to that philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't spit game or talk to girls now. What? I have a girlfriend. But it's because our roommate, Schmidt, he had Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, like, I'm assuming was like, oh, what do I say? And Jordy got the phone. It was just like, I want to fuck.
I just put, I'm trying to fuck, followed by.
And then she responded like, oh, really? Ha. What did she say? She was like, hella into it.
She was into it.
And this was just one chick or this was like multiple
chicks?
It was
multiple
chicks?
Times.
And they would respond and he just keeps saying, ah, oh, what a fuck. And you know, like people think like, oh my God, that's so forward.
Exactly.
Girls won't respond. But it's like, it doesn't matter what you say. Just say something. That's why I'm like, hey girl, are you from Tennessee? I'm trying to fuck, you know, like, because see, like, the natural thought is like, oh my God, it's a shitty pickup line.
Oh, fucking dumbass kid right here.
Yeah, but then you like throw like, I don't want to fuck, you know, like, fuck the pickup line. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's
you know?
Go.
But I'm not saying like, don't be like, you know, obviously you can be that for it. Depends. It's all time and place, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like if you had a rave, you know, everyone's fucking on something. It's like Tennessee. Hey. I'm trying to fuck. And yeah, they'll probably be like, oh my God, Plur, you know, fucking my tent, bro. And it's like, okay. What I'm saying is like, it doesn't matter what you say.
That's how you do it.
Just say something.
Oh my God, bro.
Like, you can literally talk about.
And I didn't mean to say that.
Bro, do it. Do it.
I didn't mean to
say chicken.
A derogatory term right there. It was just kind of slipped.
Bro, do it.
Nah,
fuck. Bro, please.
Bro, you edit this. Just mute that little thing.
You're right, Andy. You're so smart.
Anyways, just say something. Like, you can literally talk about your favorite color of leaves. And it's just.
What I've noticed, this.
Nah, I'm doing that, man.
Bro, please.
I can't.
Bro, please.
It goes against my morals.
I'm Catholic.
Make a scenario right now for me and Andy. Okay. I'm the girl. Make a scenario.
Okay. So you're going to do it with him?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good, good.
I don't want to do it with him because he's going to do everything to sabotage it.
Andy, please.
No, Andy. Just make a scenario.
We'll do it to end this pod.
He said it's based off the set and setting.
Okay, perfect.
Set and setting.
We're at EDC. We've all done shrooms. EDC. We're at a fucking rave.
Nah, make it a little harder for him.
More hard?
That's easy.
We're at a rave in Sacramento.
Nah, not a rave.
Then where the fuck are you gonna do this shit?
Make a scenario.
That's only done in raves.
Test him, bro.
What do you mean
like
testing?
A church.
Test him in what?
Church or something.
Okay. Church? Okay, I got it. We're at a funeral. And we all know the person that passed, and we're close to the person's that passed his brother. So we're there for him.
I'm a girl.
And she's a fine ass dime. 10. Look at her.
And this is the first time we're meeting?
It's like second time.
No, first time.
Oh, okay, first time then. Funeral, we know the person that passed away. Rest in peace, Paco. And you're the sister, and that's his brother that passed away. And you see her, and you're like,
this is the sister of the dude that passed away?
That passed away.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So
you said make it hard, bro. What's up? Like,
first of all, my morals.
He died so young.
No, hold on.
He died so young.
Hold on.
Well, Andy, come on.
My morals.
Andy, bro, go.
Andy,
please,
you gotta go.
Andy, you gotta go.
So first
off, go, bro.
Andy. My morals wouldn't allow me to pick up a girl at a fucking funeral.
Andy, bro.
Go.
We gotta go, bro. This is live.
Like, this is your one shot. This is the first time you've seen this girl. Probably the last time you're gonna see this girl.
And she's like the one where you're like,
why? Why did he have to die so young?
He was so young. I know.
What's his name?
Paco.
Paco. All
right. Paco. So first thing I did was.
Why?
He was such a good runner, Paco? Too.
Is this the Rosario or?
Paco.
This is like the funeral at the.
So open casket?
Open casket, yeah.
So first go to Paco, pay respects.
Look, I'll actually cry for you, Andy.
Paco.
Pay respects. I'm there, like.
Rest
Paco,
in peace,
why?
Paco.
I like why look. Do you have to die, Paco?
Paco con todo,
obviously
con
stop. Todo. I look at him.
And just
I get closer to him.
He's
and I'll,
like setting it
I
up right now,
I get
bro.
Closer.
He's setting it up.
Put my glasses up.
Go,
I,
Andy, go,
I get
Andy,
closer.
Go.
I say, I'll take care of your sister. You know?
Damn.
I walk away.
Bro, he's gone.
Because now I'm on a mission from God.
He died too young.
His sister.
Okay.
So I go and I'm like.
Bro, don't break character, bro.
So
first things first, like.
We did everything together.
I go.
Paco.
And I'm
spent
like.
So much time together.
So I'm like, hello?
we hooked up some.
Hello?
Some, from time to time. You know?
Bitch.
Hey.
Obviously, I wouldn't say that, but I'll be
Andy,
like,
don't make character.
So
just
I go,
go
I'm like,
go.
So I'll go and I'll be like,
Who are you?
I'm a friend of Paco's.
I've never met you. Me and Paco were so close. I've never seen you once before. Like, me and Paco were inseparable.
Asterisks, hugs, asterisk. I'm sorry for your loss. How do you know Paco?
I was his sister.
Was? Don't break character. She's gonna laugh at the funeral.
Bro, don't break. What? Don't fucking break it. That's your brother right there, bro.
Your brother's in a casket.
Yeah, I know. Why are you? What are you trying to do right now? Like,
do you want to get outside? You want to go outside to get some air?
No, I'm trying to grieve my brother right now.
I'm grieving in my own.
And we're outside. It's a funeral.
We are outside.
What's your deal? You literally just went up to his casket.
Like outside, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't want to do this anymore. Jose is. It's not how people talk at a funeral. Obviously, you're not picking up bitches at a funeral. I'm sorry. You're not picking up people at a funeral, period. But essentially,
Andy, I fucking cried for you.
Emmy nominated.
And that, so you cried for Paco, bro.
I fucking cried for you, Andy.
You cried for Paco.
I cried for the scene, and you couldn't take it serious.
You're the one not taking it. We're outside.
Who's crying? Who's crying here?
Hey, who's laughing?
Who's crying?
Who's laughing?
Because you weren't taking it serious.
Paco's dead, bro.
I was taking
he
it so serious.
He died in a drive-by.
Go, Andy.
In my mind,
go.
He died in a drive-by. Mind,
go, Andy. Hit it. Hit it.
In my mind, Paco
I was
died.
In the drive-by.
There you
in
go.
In my mind, that was actually
I was
sister.
In the car.
I was the shooter.
I was the shooter. I told him to protect you, and you're out here laughing.
You out here talking about, let's go outside. We're outside.
Because the scenario wasn't clear. I'm sorry.
I said, because you said, was it the Rosario, which is inside. I was like, no, it's in the fucking thing. He said, oh, open okay. casket.
What? How
open
much time casket. Do we have?
Why is the casket open outside?
How much time do we have?
Do you see that? Do you
how
see
much time
like,
do we have?
Fair enough. Fair
why
enough.
Is the casket open outside?
There,
how much there, time do we have?
We got 10 minutes.
There are
give
times.
Give us another scenario. Another scenario.
No more scenarios.
One more scenario. Give him an easier one. Not a funeral. Give him an easier one. Go.
And you okay? And you gotta pick him up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has to pick me up.
I don't want to do this. We're not doing this.
No, we're doing it. Scenario for us. We got 10 minutes.
Anything difficult or no?
Now just, give. He was complaining about the funeral. Give him something a little bit more. Like,
that's not difficult. It's just like for me ethically, like
it's
why
not
would
like
I
ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, I would never, like, if I'm at a funeral, no matter how cute a girl is, I'm not going to go, haha, let's go outside, you know, fucking.
There you go. And that's
like, how are you going to be silly to a girl crying? Like, I can't go, like, how are you from Tennessee?
They're at their weakest, Andy.
And that's why, ethically, I'm not okay with that. Like, it's one thing if, like, it's a wedding, you know, at that time, they're like, oh, my God, everyone's getting married. I want to get married.
Okay. There you go.
What? Oh,
okay.
Wedding.
Wedding.
I was it's just wedding. Saying, like, how...
Let's go. It's my wedding. Everyone's invited. Everyone's fucked up. This is my close cousin. And I'm like,
it's
Andy.
Your cousin?
Yeah. I'm like, Andy, this is my cousin. Fucking.
Oh, shit. You
Kenny.
Actually have cousins.
Kenny.
Kenny? Kenny, yeah. Kenny.
Kenny?
Kenny.
Omega? Andy.
Kenny, Andy, Andy, Kenny. I'm going to go with my chick, all right?
All right.
Later, guys.
Hey, nice to meet you. How do you know Horace?
Oh, we've known each other since high school, but like after college, we kind of got to know each other more. But
oh, nice, yeah. Horace always talked about he always liked to do his own thing in high school.
Yeah, like honestly, he was super cool in high school. I didn't think I was cool enough to hang out with him, but okay. Yeah,
that's it.
I'm gonna go dance. If you want, you can come through, but
I'm okay.
All right, then I'm gonna go fuck the bridesmaid. Later.
And that's how you do it.
See, like, if someone rejects you.
But you didn't even get rejected.
No.
If someone rejects you.
Yeah.
He went in with the, like, I.
So here's the thing.
He was so judged. He was hella cool
game
in high school.
Like, it's okay. Subtle.
No, wait. So it's like you kind of already know that she's into you, right? So it's like you, like.
But what if you don't know?
So look, game is subtle. Very subtle. So like if you, so what I did there, that's called a shit test. Oh, I'm gonna go dance. You know, you want to come through? No. But, all right, you know.
But you just hit me with the, oh, he was very cool. He was very cool in college. And I was like, okay.
And then I said, oh, do you want to go dance? It's and a fucking like, wedding.
So then.
Well, in my head, as Kenny, I was like, this
like
guy's half that, dry.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what am I gonna do?
Like
you
he could. If
I'm
I were, if I were
you.
Andy, if I were Andy, I would have made up a story like, yeah, you know, like we went fucking skydiving this one time. It was hella fun, man. Like,
cause you know that, like, then I like you as much as like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
you know
it's
mean?
Like, dude, I could, like,
let me suck your cock. You know what I mean?
Like, we connected, man, cause like we both sharted our pants. Like, Like, it was fucking wild, man. It was all over the pants, and it was literally like as we were going down, like you could see the shark like fucking launching itself out of me.
That shit was hella funny, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I could have. I didn't know you were doing the workshop.
So that
what I was teaching. What I was teaching is like if you get rejected, because like, you know, that was like a soft rejection. There was nothing too invested.
So no. But the scenario.
Wait. But then when you said the last thing, is that to make you be like, oh ha ha ha. Or is that just like fuck you?
No, it's just like, well, like you don't have to say I'm gonna go fuck the bridesmaids. It was like, all right, then, you know, I'll see you around. You know,
bro. I would end it with something that'll make her think like, oh, that was kind of like.
But what Andy's missing is that the scenario is I'm a girl that he hella wants.
The thing is, though.
You want this bitch.
In any scenario.
You want this bitch.
In any scenario. Here. Life, real life, fake life. Don't ever want someone too much. Don't ever.
Title this episode, Andy Dropping.
Because like, if I go in wanting her so bad, you know what happens?
You're going to put her on a fucking pedestal.
And what happens when you put them on a pedestal?
They lose interest.
And also, you stop treating them like a human. I'm talking to her normal.
Whatever.
Like how, like we talk, like, oh, yeah, you know, fucking, I knew him in high school.
That was a dry first impression, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of the night. And either way, there's other people.
Okay.
So that's why. Okay, no, bro. That's why, like, I'm walking up. I'm walking away thinking, okay, oh, you don't want to dance? Oh, that's fine, you know. There's other people. I'm going to go fuck a bridesmaid.
It's 3 hours into the wedding.
See, this is called adding shit after the fact.
Yeah, but you said the wedding just started. So like 3 hours into the wedding,
whether it was 3 hours. Oh, we talk again?
Yeah.
We come across each other again.
We're cutting the fucking cake. And you're like, oh, look here.
Yeah. They're cutting the cake. I'm watching. I'm all like fascinated. Andy, you walk in. Go.
And you want this chick.
You want this fucking bitch right here, bro.
He's a fine mamacita.
I don't know. I've been out of the game too long. Like I said, I just teach game. I don't run game no more. I have a girlfriend.
Oh!
2 years, October 5th. So.
Say her name and last name and social security.
Nah. But. Like, you know, obviously don't want anyone too much. Unless it is a committed relationship, then you do have to put in 100%.
And when do you know that?
When you're in the relationship.
So.
Because if you put in, like, say 100%.
From the jump.
Then they're always going to expect 110.
Uh-huh. So you give like 90.
You can give like 80. No, like what I mean by that is like if you're just talking to someone,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're like, just talking.
Like, don't show your full fucking cards.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right?
Because like what, you know, girls love assholes. Why?
I have no idea.
Because one, they don't show their full fucking cards. And two, girls keep thinking, oh, he's eventually going to be like this other guy or he's going to eventually do this. You know what I mean? Because they're going to think like, oh, once I win him. He's going to give me that 100%. When in reality, like assholes, you know, they'll give like 10.
Damn.
Because they're stringing them along, making them think like, oh, you know, once you're my main girl, or oh, if you were my main girl, you know, she'll be this way, she'll be that way. And they're like, oh my God, I want to be his main girl. Oh my God, stop fucking fucking all these other girls. Just fuck with me.
Oh.
And all the while, you know, they're getting that 90% from that guy friend that's hella simping over her.
He got this from that one song, the If You Want to Meet My If You Want to Be My Lover.
You got something on my friends?
What is it?
You got to get with my friends.
Yeah, there you go.
But
friendship lasts forever.
But I'm like, in those situations, you're not proving yourself to the girl. The girl is then proving themselves to you. Like, because when you're in that situation where it's like you need to prove your worth to be around them, they hold all the power. But if they're in the position where they need to prove their worth to be around you, then it's like, you know, they're like, you've seen it. Girls like, oh my God, I really like you, but I just can't get over my ex, or oh, my ex is this. Da, 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 da. It's because, you know, they don't want their ex to be their ex. They want their ex to be their actual guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're loyal to some crush that they want to be their main guy because they want that attention. They seek it so badly, or that validation, or they want them to notice them. It's like, notice me, senpai. And then they have like that little simp friend following them around. Like, oh my God, I'm such a nice guy. Like the whole nice guy dynamic's fucking stupid. Because one, if you're nice to a girl, girls don't owe you anything, you know? Because if you're really nice, you do it without expecting shit. You know what I mean? You know, I'm nice to girls. I'm not fucking thinking, oh, they're going to suck my dick. I was like, open the door. Like, okay, yeah, you're in. We're in the same class. Okay. Maybe it's because I'm in a relationship. I don't fucking care. Like, it's not.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm not thinking like, oh, I opened the door. They're going to fucking.
They're going to be.
You know, like the points are tallying.
Andy used to be
fiending for the pussy, though.
Yeah, Andy. But not anymore, right?
Not anymore.
I was not fiending from the pussy, bro. He's fucking capping.
Fiending from or fiending for? Fiending for?
Fiending for. Because when you say it like that, you're implying like that I'm like obsessed with it.
No, not like that.
We were all like that in like once in our lifetime. Or still are.
I was being descarado.
The point is though, like never want someone too much because then it turns, because that's where mistakes happen. Like, the double texting thing. That happens when you want someone too much.
Double texting.
Double texting.
Double texting.
The fuck is that?
When you text a girl, hey, hour later, hey.
I'm terrible at texting.
And I'm sure you've seen it like in the worst case scenarios. Hey, I don't know if you saw my message. Haha, it says red, but yeah, I just wanted to let you know I'm having a good day. Oh my God, I was thinking so much about you.
That's sad, yeah.
That's when you want something. Did you ever do that? Much. I didn't do that. Or who knows? Maybe I did. Like maybe when I was in high school, community college. Like Horace said, we've all been there where we think like that.
I've always been a bad texter.
But either way, we grow from mistakes and what we do.
Big time.
Big time. And trust. As long as you're continuing to grow, like failure is the first step to success in many cases. Many cases.
Andy just dropped times this episode.
You're an artist, Jordy, so I'm pretty sure you understand that, right?
What?
Like, isn't there sometimes where you failed or like felt like you could do better at something? So therefore you try harder the next time or do something differently in order to.
There's something similar in art. It's more of a like in art, it's a make a piece every single day.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 of those pieces might be shit,
mm-hmm.
but there's going to be that one.
There
it's going to be that one.
Yeah. Like, see that painting? That's real good.
Yeah, it could be better.
And there you go. See?
That's you.
It is me.
Damn.
I painted myself.
I barely noticed that.
You barely noticed that? You're lying, bro.
I swear.
You capping.
That's him.
You seriously just noticed that?
Yeah.
I just noticed it too, actually.
Oh, y'all and, liars, bro.
And bro, we've been doing this podcast for like
I did pretty good, huh?
Wait, that's you? Bro, I thought that was King Henry VIII.
The beard is a little like longer.
It was longer than
to all my history nerds out there, and that's a very
like
funny
right
joke.
Here, your beard looks like Keemstar.
Keemstar?
Yeah. Let's get right into the news.
No, it's not, bro. That's how my beard was.
Hikey, it looks like Keemstar.
I feel like I can like get it like this, yeah.
I'm gonna have to repaint it then.
But yeah, I hope this little, I don't know.
That was spot on.
Is it? I don't know.
Because I feel like there's guys that like know how to talk to girls, and there's guys that do expect shit for doing.
Oh yeah, I see it all
for
the time.
Doing stuff that it's like for humans, not for just girls or whatever. It's like for humans, you know what I mean?
Like they put so much investment on that little thing they did, which the girl might not even notice because one, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's like that's what you.
A
should
girl's
be doing,
not
right?
Like you're fucking someone. They're not gonna be like, oh my God, like I've wanted to fuck you ever since you opened that door. Oh my God, when you double texted me that one time, I just
it's like that's
I just knew
that's what got me here.
Yeah. It's you. Like, no, like that's not how it happens.
It's like, nah, bro, like you just kept on chatting with me. That's it.
Like girls love like just being treated like humans.
Yeah.
Like, and they don't want creeps either. So like sending the whole, oh my God, you're so fucking gorgeous. I just had to first message, you know?
It's like no, how about I wanna fuck.
You know? What I mean? Like girls love it, or like just people in general, they like when intentions are clear, even if it's like subtle intentions, because then they know like, oh, like, you know, and then they can make that decision.
Like, oh, do I want to fuck this kid or do I want to like just like
It's like, oh, this person's presenting themselves as like a romantic option. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, you know. No, they'll be like, oh, fuck you. You say, oh, you know, okay. Then, you know, I'm go fuck the bridesmaid. Like, walk away. Take rejection. Like, you know, rejection is just a part of life.
Circled around to that.
You're not going to get everything in life. So get used to it. Life's not fair, quote unquote.
I will say, though, Andy's spitting facts, but I've never seen him practice this.
He doesn't, what is it? You don't do what you preach, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand what that means. He doesn't see me practice this. You have to remember, Jordy, we're not around each other 24, or damn, when do I was doing
we
this?
We used to.
Not we like that. To.
Damn.
Like, he's been around and he's seen things, or I might have said a thing like, oh, you know, this girl, haha. And he might be like, oh, we'll have another girl. No, you know, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know?
But he doesn't know, like, the true, like,
well, like,
in the fucking trenches.
He doesn't.
Like,
he's right. I'm not, it's like bashing him. Like there's shit I don't know about him.
Do it. Do it.
No, like, I'm not going to bash him because he hasn't seen it because I haven't shown him or he wasn't there. You know, like, he saw me throw a girl.
Would you, would you tell him that now? Like,
what?
The stories of the past that he doesn't know about you.
Well, like,
not like now, but like,
like, someday. He knows some stories. Like, remember, like, he'll be working at Taco Bell. Like, I just got laid. I'll be waiting outside to tell him. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, I just got laid. Right? And it's a girl, like, you know, I'm not telling him, like, man, I love this girl, man.
That's the type of guy Andy was.
Feeding for it.
But, like, I'm not, like, I wasn't telling him, like, oh, my God, I'm going to marry this girl. Or, like, it's like, oh, she didn't text me back.
Yeah.
You know, like, probably didn't talk, like, after it ended, I never talked about it again. Like, we never, you know what I mean? You're so right, that is, you know, an example of me, like, you know, when it ends, just, you know.
Throw it under the rug.
I'm not saying, like, oh, you know, don't appreciate what happens in life or try to erase the past. I'm a historian. So obviously have appreciation for the past, recognize what it did for you and how it got you to where you are. But don't dwell on it because then it'll just make you sad about the future and the present. Because it's like, oh, the past is gone. Okay, make a new.
Is Andy drinking Dos Equis?
Bucanas.
Oh, it felt like Dos Equis.
It's the design. I think that's why.
The most interesting, man.
Mm. Oh, I get. They're both green.
And over my head.
Nah, but I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be like preaching. This is stand up,
Andy. Andy, stand up.
All right, I'm standing up.
Andy, camera.
No, Andy,
Andy, camera.
This is all trick.
Andy, come on.
To get me
Andy,
in the
gotta show your dick, Andy.
I'm not that guy.
Let me film that. Andy, come on.
All right. Sorry to get on my little soapbox. This is Los Introverts, not El Como Se Dice.
El what?
I don't know enough Spanish.
Drop one last dime on us, bro. Come on, last dime before this podcast ends.
You're on a roll.
El Como Se Dice. El Doctor Amor.
Ooh.
Shout out Harmony, right?
Harmony, yeah, Harmony. Yeah. Shout out Quick.
Shout out Quick. Well, shout out 107.
All right.
Damn. All right. Well,
that was a fun one, bro.
What was it?
Thank you for being a bad friend.
No, what is it? Thank you for
tuning in when most people would tune out. We out of here. I'm a nose.